Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, where we celebrate the joy in just being you. I'm Natasha, your certified sex and intimacy coach and clinical sexologist. Just call me your guide to unlocking pleasure. With years of experience in helping individuals embrace pleasure beyond sex, I'm here to empower you to rediscover the beauty of pleasure in every aspect of life. So settle in, relax, and get ready to savor the wisdom and insights we're about to drop. This is your space to be present, learn, and enjoy the show. Hey there, beautiful souls, and welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am your host, Natasha, your certified sex and intimacy coach and your clinical sexologist, and I am absolutely thrilled to be back with you for another exciting season. Now, before we dive into today's episode, I want to share some exciting updates with you. My team have been working hard behind the scenes to enhance the experience that you have with our podcast. Now, first, I know if you are an OG and you have been listening from the beginning, you've noticed a few changes. We've got a brand new podcast cover. We've got some fresh new music. We have an updated intro, and I've changed the name a little bit. So before you were looking for the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, now you're just looking for Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. And why have we made these tweaks and these changes, you ask? Well, because we're evolving and growing, just like your pleasure journey. But that's not all. During this particular, I don't want to call it a season, because I've decided that I'm going to lean away from seasons and I'm going to drop bulk episodes for you. So again, if you've been following, you were getting an episode in the beginning of my journey. It was on Fridays. In the middle of the journey, it was on Mondays, and you were getting them once a week for the entire season. Now, this new thing I'm trying is dropping 4, maybe 5, maybe 3, depending on what life is doing and how I'm feeling. You're going to get these episodes dropped on the 13th of every month, give or take. Let me rewind that. It's probably going to be on that Friday. I'm feeling a special connection to Friday. So whatever the week of the 13th is, I cannot tell you here right now, but it will be dropped that week. And this will give you time to binge everything you need, to do some action steps, to engage with the podcast, with the Q&A and the polls, giving me some feedback, leaving some reviews, telling me what you want to hear about, what questions I can answer. And then you'll get a new set of episodes dropped the next month. I'm hoping for sustainability reasons, this will actually work out a little bit more in all of our favors. Again, I'll check back in after a couple months and see how I feel, see how you like it, and we'll go from there. So what have I been up to since season 3? I've been glowing and growing just like you have in this pleasure journey. I think the more that we put in the work, the more we really sit with ourselves and figure out what we want, we know that things are going to change. One of the things that I have been struggling with, and I have been working with my therapist with, is getting to, how do I want to explain this? Getting to a place where you're closer to the middle of the onion than you are the outer layers. So let me explain this. When I'm working with my clients, there's levels to what we're working on, right? So we have the intro beginner level client that has no boundaries, has no clue really what it is, has no clue what she wants, is unable to advocate for herself, is constantly going out here and producing and puts her value and her worth into her productivity and what she can do for everyone else. It's kind of like the beginner level. And then we have like the next step up where she's grown into her no, she knows her boundaries, she understands her expectations, and she's just learning how to share them, shaking off that uncomfortability of people saying, "What, you have a boundary? When did this happen?" And really solidifying what it is that she wants and recognizing that even though people won't like it, it's okay to do it anyway. And then we'll go a step up from there. And this is kind of the grieving, lonely place where you end up becoming alone because everyone is not on the same journey as you and they don't recognize the same things that you do. So conversations are different. Friendships look different. Relationships look different. Start kind of cutting people off because they just don't align anymore, which is absolutely okay. It's not to say that we won't cross paths again and come back in each other's lives. It's just in this moment, it's not what's conducive to my journey. Then we go another step up. Believe me, there are steps to this. Then we go another step up and we go to the loss of identity. So this transitional period where you know where you want to go, you can see it very clearly. You no longer fit into the person that you used to be. So you've started shedding these stories that you recognize. One of my clients calls it borrowed. These were stories borrowed from other people, from society. You recognize what's been borrowed. You recognize what doesn't align with you anymore, but you're not quite sure what stories you're ready to take on because that you are actively in this process. So there's this loss of self, loss of identity. It looks like you're in the middle of the river. So you're looking at yourself on the back bank and you're like, okay, I can't go back there. And you're looking at yourself on the other side of the bank and you're like, oh, that's where I'm trying to go. And you're in the river and the current is on a good day. It's really, really low and it's light and you can walk. On a really struggle bus day, the current is coming at your ass full speed. Okay. This is the loss of identity. This is you growing into who it is that you want to be and how you can continue to add layers of pleasure to your life to get there. Then you have where I think this is kind of where I'm at, and I am actively seeking out people to add to my support system that are closer to here. And I don't have clients here because I'm not here and I'm not going to help somebody on something that I'm not at yet. But they're not far behind me. And by the time they get to me, I will be further along. So that's who I call in. But I'm at a place where there's not really much more big changes that I need to make. It's much more of a, so I've done all of it and then we're here. And so then what's next? And so what's next? So I find myself constantly asking, okay, what's next? And getting antsy in what is, because there's limited chaos now. Hey sis, if you are a high achieving, influential Black woman ready to lean into your peace and happiness so that you can live a satisfying life away from your to-do list, head over to closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure and let's help you find the peace that you need in order to have the most satisfying life yet. Now back to the show. There's limited turmoil. There's limited frustration. I can ask for what I want. I know how to actively listen. I'm still learning how to take people's no as an answer, but I'm respecting people's boundaries. I'm respecting people's expectations. I am finding it a tad bit easier to understand other people's perspectives and that I am not the main character in their movie, and that is okay. And however they perceive me, that is their right. I'm doing better at not taking that personal. And if I do, sitting with why am I taking this personal? Because this isn't my journey. This is theirs. This is just how they view me in it. So I'm not running out of things to work on, because things will always come up because I have not lived all of my life yet and come into all of the situations that I will. But there is less to process. There is less to heal. And there is that point where it's like, girl, like stop being so focused on the healing and just enjoy the work that you've already put in. Enjoy it. this is what it feels like. And so that's where I am. And I've gotten to a place where it's hard to identify what I want. And it's calling for me to dream bigger. And man, that's scary. It's really scary. I mean, they're always like, I know there's that TikTok video, you gotta dream big, bitch. Dream big. Or no, think big. You gotta think bigger. Think big, bitch. I absolutely love that video. But I do find it hard sometimes to think about what I want. Because I'm like, shit, I must be really basic because I have what I want. So anytime something pops into my head and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want that. I get really excited and I write it down on a treats list or a notepad to always come back to it. Doesn't mean that I'll want it when I come back to it, but at least I've written it down. So that's where I have been in my journey. I have also been very intentional about not taking on a coach. I've been doing most work with my therapist and myself. I will do some thinking tanks with my business friends and business colleagues to help me think through some things. I just paid a coach who is a friend of mine a couple weeks ago, and I have not had a coach since the beginning of the year, just because I recognize that where I'm at right now, it's too much noise. It's too much noise, and I slip back into my perfectionist ways and wanting someone to give me the answer so that I can go ABCD. My life is not ABCD. Your life is not ABCD. And so maybe you're at a place where you need to pull back from all of the learning and someone spoon feeding you things that you feel like you need so that you can actually hear yourself. So that's where I'm at in the journey. I recently went to Sex Down South in season one. I did an episode with Marla Renee, who is one of the founders of Sex Down South. And it was every year I go, oh gosh, it's such an amazing experience. And I'm trying to decide if I'm going to do an episode here or if I'm going to do an episode on the Patreon, which we will get into. Haven't quite figured it out because there were definitely some things I learned about myself that was really like eye-opening that Marla and I talked about in that particular episode. Yeah, I'm going to sit on it on where I want to put that. So I'll think on that and I'll let you know. But that's what I have been doing. I have been creating content and really tapping into my purpose with this brand and with this business. And I am continued to be reminded that this business is bigger than me. The purpose is bigger than me, and it's not about me. It is about you. And this is about you understanding that there's so much more to your journey, and it all begins with pleasure. It all begins with recognizing what it is that you want and understanding that you so much deserve it, despite all the suffrage that's out here because you're a Black woman, right? Like, I want you to come here and say, oh my gosh, she gets it. Like, this is the stuff that I want to be doing. This is the life that I want to be living. And I am dedicated to playing out these action steps that Natasha has for me. So that's what I want for you. So I am so happy to be back. I am happy that you're back. If you are a new listener, welcome. I appreciate you. Definitely go binge the other three seasons to catch up and get an idea of who, I can't say who I am, but who I was, because I'm someone completely different now. And I'm going to share those aspects of myself with you. But also, I have been in creativity mode. I have been reading The Artist's Way, which is a 12-week program of just tapping into your inner creative, which I did not think I had, but I do. And in the midst of creating that, I made a twin to this particular podcast. I don't know if they're paternal or if they're identical. I think they're fraternal. I said fraternal. They're fraternal twins. Not exactly the same, but they look alike. So there is Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman XXX. This is a private podcast. It is a Patreon podcast, and it is all about the next level of pleasure, the elevated, the safe space to explore your elevated pleasure in a different way. You're going to explore some more of your kinkier side, a little bit more explicit. And I recognize that this public place, this public platform may not be the best place to do it because you may not feel safe. There may still be some shame and some judgment and some things that you would love to talk about and love to address, but you're like, you're not going to put my name on that, honey, and have people looking at me crazy because that's what I'm interested in. So I was like, let me create this space. And let me tell you, I have had so much fun creating that podcast and content for that. So inside of the private podcast Patreon, there is episodes, they're really short episodes, about, I try to keep them no more than 5 or 6 minutes, Monday through Friday. There is a treasure chest review, which is a toy review once a month. There's also a position of the month because we want to try something different. Okay. So I just want to pour into that side, one, for me, so that I can get more comfortable with that part of me, but also for you to get comfortable with that side of you. So I would absolutely love for you to join me over there. I will definitely drop the link so that you can come over and check it out. I really hope you enjoy these new changes and these tweaks, and that you continue along on your journey. I'd love to co-create this journey with you. This go round, I do plan on having a little bit more guests, women that, you know, have had their pleasure journey or in the midst of their pleasure journey, and also bringing in some of my business friends and some other individuals that can enhance your pleasure journey, that can sprinkle a little bit of their razzle to your dazzle to create a more cohesive and maybe a more supported journey for you. So definitely look out and look forward to that. I'm also playing with, and this is something that you can drop in the Q&A for me. I'll drop the question and let me know if that's something you're interested in, or maybe I'll do a poll. Either way, you'll see it down there. I'm thinking about incorporating hot seat coaching. So what that would look like is you, the listener, could come on as a guest. You don't have to say your real name. You don't have to give identifying information, but you could come to the hot seat with one question you would like to be coached through. And then we can sit and do that in real time. You'll have the information. It'll be on the podcast, and other people could possibly get information that they may have questions about as well. So I'm going to drop a poll. Let me know if that's something you're interested with, and I'll find a way to incorporate that as well. So again, I am excited to be back. This is one of the most consistent projects that I have had, and I appreciate you for being on this journey with me. I hope that you are ready to dive deep into pleasure with me this season, and I hope that once we get started and rolling again, that you will take actionable steps. It is one thing to listen and retain all of this information, and that's great, and I love you for it, but I also want you to put action behind it. So before we wrap up this episode, I have two special requests, please and thank you. First, if you've been enjoying this podcast, please take a moment to leave a review. Your review, it fuels our mission to empower Black women on their pleasure journeys. And second, don't forget to check out the private podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, XXX, where I go deeper into pleasure, self-discovery, and empowerment. It's a safe space for you to go to the next level in a space where you can really authentically be you. Thank you for being a part of my incredible community. I am back. We are back at it. And I'm ready to embrace more pleasure with you. So until next time, remember to prioritize your pleasure because you are deserving. Love you. Bye. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. And I hope today's conversation has inspired you to embrace pleasure in all aspects of your life. Remember, your voice matters in this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a review, and stay connected with our community by joining our email list. The link is in the show notes.
Together, we're redefining what it means to savor life and celebrate the joy in just being you. Until next time, keep prioritizing your pleasure because you are deserving. Take care and stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Bye.